A phishing scam is usually an urgent-sounding email alerting the victim to a possible case of identity theft or an expiring checking or credit card account. The email tells the reader to call a number or log onto a website, then provide items like social security numbers, birth dates, and account numbers. Kurt Bauer, president of the Wisconsin Bankers Association, says this alone is a warning sign.
A legitimate business is never going to ask you to confirm account information. They're never going to ask you via the internet or via the phone, for that matter, to provide information that they already have.
Bauer says until recently, phishers randomly cast about for suckers by falsely representing big institutions like Citibank and U.S. Bancorp.
We are now seeing that even regulatory agencies have been targeted, like the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And we're seeing that smaller institutions are now being targeted by phishing scams. And we have seen it now becoming more prevalent with smaller businesses, not just the larger businesses.
Whether the email claims to be from a large bank chain or a small credit union, Bauer says people can report phishy messages to the Internet Crime Complaint Center. And if you've already given out sensitive financial information, call your bank immediately so they can protect your account against abuse and theft. The Wisconsin Bankers Association says in a recent survey, nearly half of the state's banks reported phishing scams done under their name. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.